Weiter in Shasu, Mesachas of Rezar, Dav Chaf Ches, picking up on Chaf Simon, Vez, Vada Bab, and the Pei, singing the last line, Zuck the Gemara, Hamar, Rebbe, Rechan, and Rebbe Yochanan, Kol Maka, Shemechal, and Lenas, and Shabbos. Any type of wound that you be Mechal Shabbos for, aka it's like Sakaras Nefashos, Ain Misrap in Mehan, you can't go and get any refuah from these Avodah Zarenix. Says Rashi, we're talking about here, the Hainu Maka Sakana, Aval, Shein Bo Sakana, Misrapin, then you can get healed from them. The less later of Yehuda, I feel the lamasi. We don't hold the like Rav Yehuda who says that if you're dealing with the lancelet, you know, of the blood letter, that you don't heal from. Bigadami, some say, I'm Rabbi Rechana, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, call, beep, turn the page. Call Mako Shechalal, Ein Misrap man, any sort of, Rashi says, Bechalal Gufo. Any internal wound, Ein Misrap man, you can't go and get treatment from them, but it would be externally you can. My Benai, what is the difference between the two ways of Yisrael Yochanan, right? This internal one is considered life-threatening, and we would be Michal Shabbos for it. And so what's the difference if Yochanan said that we can't do it for something which is going to be Michal Shabbos or something that's internal? Yikabinayu, Gav Hayad v'Gav HaRegel. You know the difference between the two would be? The top of the hand and the top of the foot. De Amar Rav Ada Bar Masna Amar Rav. Gav Hayad v'Gav HaRegel. The top of the hand or the top of the foot. Harehin Kimaka Shalchalo. They're considered like internal injuries. These things are life-threatening. Mechalan aleim is a Shabbos, going to be mechalbel Shabbos for it. So according to the first version of Rav Yochanan, you now let us go and deal with the Avodah Zarenix to help you because they are life-threatening. According to the second one, they can be treated because they're outside the body. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tovi Amar Rav, Kol Makash Etzvicha Omeid, any type of wound that needs an Omeid to assess whether or not the patient's going to survive, one is really bad, right, that we're not sure if we're going to make it or not. Rav Shemusukenes Kokach Shetzarch Lomdo, Im Yechav Im Yomus, Mechalon Olas Shabbos, we are Mechal Shabbos for it. Amar Rav Shemin Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Vahai Ishtot Smirta Kemakash Lechal Dami, a fever is considered like an internal wound. Rashi says, Choli Chama is considered like an internal wound. Mechal is a Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos for such a thing. Frakta Gemara, Mehichan Makesh Chalo. From where and going in, is it considered like it's internal? Perish Rabbi Ami, Minasafa Vilifnim, from the lips and inward. Rashi says, Vasayim. By Rabbi Elazar, Kache Vishine Mai, what about the gums or the teeth? Kevin de Akushe Ninu, we say that since they're hard, Kamaka de Bari Damu, it's considered like external. Odelma Kevin de Gavaikami, since they're in the mouth, Kamaka Shachal Damu, it's considered like a Maka Shachal, internal wound. Rabbi Tashma, Achoshesh Peshinov, someone whose teeth are bothering them or hurting them, Lo Yigma Bahem, it's a Chometz, you can't sip vinegar through them on Shabbos, or it's b'Shabbos, the Chol Refuah, Asu Chachamim. The Chachamim ask are doing any sort of Refuah on Shabbos, so it's also b'Shabbos, Hecha Daleka Sakana, B'Shchom Shchika Samom, because they're worried that you may be over a Daraisa of grinding up, medicines. The Mesechus Shabbos, that's found in Mesechus Shabbos. Now, Choshesh Hu Delo, it's only somebody who's, it's hurting a little bit, they're not allowed to do it. Right, it's Choshesh like a soreness. HaKoivli Tuva, but if it's really hurting you, then Shabbadami, he's allowed to go ahead and he's allowed to do the vinegar thing over here. So we see it must be that these are considered internal. And for the Gemara, not a Rayan. Nomantana Echid the Koivli Tuva Choshesh Dami Karele. Maybe even where somebody's in severe pain is called. It's called Choshesh. And then you're not allowed to do the vinegar shtickle. Tashima, let's try again. Rav Yochanan Choshpit Safdina. He had a thing called Safdina, which Rashi says, Choli Shinaim. It's a tooth illness. Azal Gabed, Ahi Machunisa. He went to this woman, this Avarazar woman, a noble woman. Rashi says, Avaraz Kochav Maisa. And Avda Chamsha Maili Shabta. And she did a treatment for him for Avda Chamsha for Thursday, Umayli Shabta, and Friday. Amarlo lamachemai, he says, what about tomorrow? Rashi says, Yavdilo mitzina lamaisi gabach, talmide bene chala. I'm not going to be able to come because I'm busy with the students who come to my shir. Someone says, no. Amarle lo tzrich, he said, it's okay, you don't need to do it, you don't need this medicine. Each srichna mai, he said, what if I do need it? What do I do? Amar ishtabali delo migalish. He said, swear to me, you're not gonna reveal to anyone what my ingredients for this medicine. Ishtabala ka the Yisrael lo migalin. He swore to the God of Israel not reveal. Galileisha revealed to him the medicine, how to make it. Lamacher nofik dash of a pirka. The next day he went out and he taught it in his drasha, which is limher of full kol. Now, before we get into anything, v'ha ishtabala, he says, hold on a second, but he swore to her that he's not going to tell what's going on. And for the Gemara, lelukadi yisrael megalena, to the God of Israel, I won't reveal of it. About la'ami yisrael megalena, but I'm going to reveal it to the Am. V'yikachil Hashem, it's a chil Hashem, because she thought that he swore. Rashi is the yisavad ishtabav avar shavuse. The galila meikara revealed to her from the beginning that he didn't make any type of shvuah, right? As soon as she told him the thing, he explained to her that he really didn't make a shvuah over there. It's Rashi, Mishasha Gilta Lo, Hamarlo, he says to her, Da'i should know, Shalo Nishpati, Velo Amarti, Velokadi Yisrael, Elo Lokadi Yisrael. Didn't say with a beis, but with a dalet, like to him. Okay. Alma, so we see that since he was prepared to do this on Shabbos, must be the two things considered like it's internal. How could he have done it from a gaita? This one is Aaronic. Farmer Rabbi Yochanan, call Makash Michal and Aleha, because Shabbos, Amos up man, Vahachalo Garisla Adlakaman. So says Gemara, another rabbi, Rav Nachum Yitzchak, shiny tzavdina. Tzavdina is different. Holo matzko peva gomer b'nei mayim. It's this type of disease. It starts in the mouth and it ends in the intestines. Gets very intense. Mai simane. What are the simanim? Rashi says, lemida dehu tzavdina. What are the symptoms? Rami midei bekachi. When somebody puts something on his gums, mai si dama mebedari. Blood starts coming from his teeth. Rashi says, hein shuras tashinai, the rows of the teeth. Where does it come from? It comes from eating very cold foods, wheat types of food. Rashi says, Michael Shalchitim. During the summer, during the winter, when it's very cold. And from very hot foods of barley. And from fried fish that was left overnight. Rashi says, Dag Shetignu B'Shuman. Heotsumimenu. In my kemach, right? They do it with kemach, with flour. It stops overnight. My avdalei. So what did she do for Yochanan? Right? Rashi says, Matronusa of Yochanan, like, what was the recipe? Rav Achabir de Rava, mei seor v'shem and zayis ha-melech, she gave him, mei seor is yeast, the water of yeast, yeast water, olive oil, and salt. Umar bar Rav Asya amar, mishcha da'avza begadfa da'avza. She put goose fat with a goose feather. Rashi says, Shemen of Avza, Amochi Ba'or, Besachta Naide Echad Mikanfia Avus, Al Shinav Mibachutz, from the outside. Amar Abai, Ano Avdi Kulu. When I did all these things, when I had it, and Velo Itasai, but I wasn't cured from it. Ad the Amar Liya Hutaya, until a certain Arab came to me, Rashi says, Yishmael, I see kashyasa de zesa de lo molu tilsa. Bring pits of olives that didn't grow a third. Rashi says, garinim shel zesim, shelo yivu shlish. Uklinu amora chalatam. Burn them atop of a new hoe. Rashi says, liben ba'or mora chadasha. Vasarfun alav. It's very, very hot. Vadabik bada didari. And put them on the part of your teeth, on the inside. Rashi says, b'shur shinayim yivu them, the inside of the teeth, right? So take the olive pits that are in a third, burn them on the hoe, put them inside of the teeth. I did this, and I was healed. For Rabbi Yochanan, how did he do it? How did he go to this woman? Rabbi Yochanan, call Makkah Shabbat on the Shabbat. Any type of Makkah that you'd make on Shabbat for him, you're not allowed to go to get medicine from them. Adam Choshev, Shaini. When you're dealing with Adam Choshev, it's different because they're scared to harm him. Rashi says, why? Because he's so Choshev. They're scared that they're going to be killed from the Malchus. Rabbi Avod, Adam Choshev, who he was, Adam Choshev also. Pretty chashav a yid. Rashi says umstape malchus. Although that's the previous one. V'ramel Yaakov minah sama shaken. Yaakov the min. He put this mina sama shake. He put this type of medicine on his leg in his shok. And vilo rabbi ami v'mi asi de lachuchu l'shake. Paske l'shake. If not for Rav Ami and Rav Asi, who licked it off his leg would have been cut off. He would lose his leg. He would chop off his leg. Rashi says, "Lavir samshu chazak." He put him too strong a potion. Before having carved the malchus, because there may be a sanhedrin of ksuvus, the nafke amhasa the bekisar the moshule mitzay lamine bekroy. Right. So what's going on over here? He was not a choshev, and he almost got killed from these people. The Gemara says, "How could Rabbi Yochanan have done it?" Rabbi Yochanan, Rofi Mumcha Hava, he himself was an expert doctor. Right? Rashi says, "Darminan Lael, Im Hayim Mumcha LeRabim, then Mutter to Lomar and Afshay." He's not going to want to ruin the reputation, right? And by hurting over there, so therefore you can rely on it. I, the Rabbi Avo, Nami Rofi Mumchava. Oh, I'm sorry. The one who, not Rabbi Yochanan himself, but the one who did it, the Matronisa, she was an expert who ruined her reputation. I do Avo, Nami Rofi Mumchava, and he still did it. Shani Rabbi Avo, the Mokmi Bei Mine Benafshayu, Thomas Nafshi, and Plishtim. Because in reference to him, the Minim were able to go and fulfill themselves the statement, "Let my soul die with the Plishtim." The Minim really hated him deeply because he was the one who would show that everything they said was off. And therefore, they wanted to kill him, even if it would ruin themselves. Like the statement of Shimshon said, "Let me go down with the Plishtim." That's how they felt about him right now. Amar Shmuel. Hi, Pidisa. This thing called Pidisa, says Rashi, Petsa Makaskarev, it's a wound of a knife. Or a sword. Sakanti, this is something with Sakanas Nefashos. Mechal Alesu Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos, such a thing. Maya Susa, what is its healing? How do you make it better? Lemifsak Dema, in order to stop the blood, Narshis Silpadasa, the Miyotsi Yosef, we die if too much blood is coming out. Tachli Bechala, you should drink cress that was soaked in vinegar. It says Rashi, Yashkuhu Shchalim Mechomitz. And Lasuke to go ahead and to heal the boo-boo, or says Lahalos Basar Shetichya Maka, to put have new flesh. Girda Diablo Vigirda Da Asana, you should put scrapings of Yivla, which Rashi says is an Asev, it's a type of grass. Shishmo Yivla, that's its name. Kiahuja Sota, Kame Rufuka Grade Diavle. And Girdas Jigorer Shershet, you scrape you scrape from it. Vinosin Osa Girda im Girdas Eats Hasne the Ose Techboshes. And you go and you scrape that together with like thorn bushes. And you make like some sort of salve. Oner can be Kilkalta. Or you take from Kilkalta, Rashi says, what's that? That is worms that the Tarnagolim peck at from the garbage. Delicious. All right. Amar of Safra, high invis, if you have a type of boil, ababua, domina invis, says Rashi, that's similar to a grape-like boil. Parvanka demalcha demosai. This is a message from the Malachamavis. Rashi says, klomer mesuka nilamis, this is deathly. Maya susa, so how do you heal it? Tigna bidufsha. But you take a type of grass called tigna, and you go and you mix it up with dufsha, with dvash, with honey, and then you go put it on it. Okarpasa batilia, or you take wild celery and you ground it up and mix it with strong wine. And in the meantime, if you're trying to get this stuff, you don't have it. Rashi says, "Beod shehu machzor achas amoneilim." He's still looking for it. Laisi invesa basmina. Take a grape that's similar to the actual boil. Rashi says, "Invesa me invea gefen basmina dugmasim gedola gedola miktana ktana." If it's a big grape, if it's a big boil, then a bigger grape, a smaller, smaller one. Vinigandar ilave and roll it upon it. Chibrese lechibrese vilchumse. If it's white, with a white grape. If it's blacker than with a black grape, Amar Rav, a high simta, if you have some sort of blister, then you got pus in it. Parvanka de ishtahi, this is a message for fever, right? You're going to have fever that's going to come along with this. Ayde choli rashi says, well, chamahu, ba, chama comes, the simen hula, my asusa, what should you do to fix it? Lemachye shiten iskutle, hit it with, you should like snap your finger on it 60 times, and then cut it, crisscross in order to have the pus come out. This is only if the tip of it is not white. If it's white, then you don't have to worry about it, right? It's going to start to pop on its own, so you don't have to actually start to cut it. Start a time. Rav Yaakov Chash, beep, turn the page. Chav Chesem Abeis, be pika. He got pika, which is the sores that are on the tush. Ore le Rabbi Ami, right? Rashi says bepia tabas, the opening. Ore le Rav Ami, v'amri la Rav Asi ore le. Rav Ami told him, it's sometimes Rav Asi, laisi shav bine ahala dulana. You have to take 7 seeds of red aloe. Okay, and v'sayre le b'chalala d'vit savra, and tie them in Rashi says chatichas beged, a piece of clothing, shendotin mibesa tzara, it's taken from the neck, shel chalak of a shirt, kishosin la peh, you make the opening over there, and v'lichichilave nira barka, wrap the bundle around with a hair of an animal, v'tomishle binatva chivra, and dip it into white naft, right? Rashi says vitovel, right? That's what vitamish is vitovel. You should dip it, vilikliye, and then go out and burn it. Badele ilave, and then spread the ashes on the area. Adachi v'achi. In the meantime, when you're trying to get all the stuff, Rashi says vochu machzalem achas someone when you're trying to get it. Laisi kashyasa dasana. Bring the seeds of the fruit of thorn bushes. And linach pika lahade pika, and put a slit of the fruit where the stem comes out against the opening of the tachat. And that's what you do. Vahaini mili pika yilva. Now, these words apply when there's an inflammation is on the upper part, on the outer slit where you actually put the ash right on it. Pika tato amai. What happens if it's, inside? Then says Gemara, laisi tarba ditzvirta, the lo iftach, you bring fats of a goat that never gave birth, the lifshar, and melt it, the lishte bay, and then you go and you smear that on the area which is affected, the lo, and if you're not able to do that because you don't have the stuff or it just didn't work, then laisi tlas tarfa krud miyapshe betula, bring 3 leaves of a gourd plant that was dried in the shade, and not from the heat of the sun, but it was a low and slow, velikli, and then burn them, velivadar ilave, spread on that area, they spread these ashes on the area. V'yilo, and if that doesn't work, it can't be done. The laisi mishkide chelzone, bring a shell of a chilazon. Now she says limps balaz. It's a min chilazon, the type of chilazon. V'yilo, and if you can't do that, then maisi mishach kira. Then get Rashi Shemen Zayis with Shaiva Trufin Yachad. You put Shemen Zayis oil and wax together. Vlimko Beshachke de Kitna Bekaite, and wrap it up in rags of flax during the summer. Rashi Ziskasa Beshachim Shal Pishtan Bekait, Shalo Yischamim Yosemite. It shouldn't get too hot. Vita Amar Gufta Besithva and cotton during the winter. And then you place it over there. Rashi Begadim Shal Tzemer Geffen Heim Shehin Chamin. Story time. Rabbi Yochanan Beudne. He had an ear infection. His ear pains. Orile Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "V'armila be midrash." Some say it was the base midrash who told him how to do this. That he told him you know, what to do. He instructed him how they're going to heal it. My Orle, what do you tell him? Ki ha damar Abaye, Amar li aim. My mom had told me, and we know again, when Abaye says Amar li aim, it doesn't mean his real mother. His mother died during childbirth, but the one who raised him, he says Amar li aim. Lo ibri kul yasa ela l'udna. The kidneys were not created except for ear pains. V'yamar Rava, and Rava said, Amar li manyubi asya, manyubi who is asya, who is a doctor, he said, kul shakiyane kashu l'udna. All liquids are going to be bad for the ear, right? Rashi says, shakiyane or mashkin. Labar mi mayid kul yasa, except for the fluid of a kidney, right? Which is interesting. I don't know if there's a shtickle about this, but the kidney looks like an ear. Anyway, laisi kul yasa debarcha karcha. Take the kidney of a goat that has no hair on it. She says, Barcha is a shame its own. Barcha Karcha is Eish, Eina Mesurbal, but Samer Kerachel. It doesn't have, you know, the same type of wool that a sheep does. So you take this type of goat. Velikra Eish, you cut it. You crisscross. Velinich Amilala Denura. And you put coals on a gachalim lochashos, says Rashi, hot boiling coals. And the fluid that comes out of it, go and put that into the ear. Lo krire, lo chamime, elapshari. Not too hot, not too cold, but just right, like room temperature. The elo, and if you're not able to do that, then laisi tarba de chipushta gamlanisa, bring the fat of a large gamlisa. Which is chipusa, Loshen Kinan Krokim. Type of beetle, a small little bug. Vilifshar Vilishte Bay, and melt it, and then pour it into the ear. Vilo, if you're not able to do that, then Limliye L'udne Mishcha, fill the ear with oil. Vilevid Shav Psilasa D'Aspasta, and make 7 wicks of green wheat stalks. Rashi says the long stalks of aroch shel shachas yerek shel chiten, of wheat that's not completely finished, that's not completely ripe. Velaisi shufsa de tuma, and bring dried garlic leaves. Velaisi barka bechad reshe, and tie them with the hair of an animal at one end. And velisi bunura, and light the wick. Light on fire. V'idach reishay mosay be'udna. The other one put in the ear one at a time. Who? V'leisiv udne lahad anura, and place his ear next to the fire. V'yizdahar mizika. But you have to be careful that there's no wind that goes over there. Ashes lo yitin ozna l'ruach. And v'nishkol chada v'narachada. Remove one of the wicks. When it gets done, and put another one till you finish them all. Lishna achrina, another way is ve'ilo. If you're not able to go ahead and do this, then bring your kid to a pediatrician. Just kidding. Laisi shab silsa bikra. Then go ahead and bring 7 wicks of animal hair. Vishayef le mishka d'aspasta. And smear them with balsam oil. V'naisi chad reishi b'nur v'chad reishi b'udne. And light one end on fire, and the other end in the ear. V'nishko chada v'nana chada. Remove one wick and replace it with another one. As they get finished, v'yizdai mizika. Be careful for wind. V'ilo. And if not, then laisi ura udara denadav delo mashkif. Then bring wool, it's violet, that wasn't combed. It was already dyed a color of violet. Yeah, says Rashi. That's what Rashi says. And v'nanach bay, nanach. And then put it in the, over there in the ear. V'litli l'udni l'hadinura. And place his ear near the fire. V'lizdar mizika. Again, you have to be careful with wind. V'lo, the wind doesn't get in. V'lo, and if you can't do that, then I see gufta dekanya atika. Bar Ma'ashdin, take a reed tube that's 100 years old. Unbelievable. Okay, Rashi says, Shfofer Shalkan Yashan Shinitlas or Yemei Hashana. It was already cut 100 years ago. And Vilimalye Milcha Glalnisa, fill it with Rashi's Melach salt, Shal Evan of rocks, rock salt, Hadoma Lashayash, which is similar to marble, Vilikle, and burn it, the Dabik, and put it, you know, by the ear. Now, not every medicine here is exactly for every little thing over here. V'sinamach, how do you remember what to do? Is retiva li bishta, moist things, moist medications are going to be good for dry wounds or afflictions. V'vishta l'tiva, and the flip, dry ones work for moist issues. But wait, there's more. Amar Rav Arzucha, Amar Rav Chanina, Ma'alin oznayim b'Shabbos, you can lift ears on Shabbos. Now, what does that mean? It means you're allowed to put it back to the proper position. Rashi says, Gidei oznayim, the sinews, sometimes she yardin lamata, misparkin alechayayim, and like kind of separates from the jaw, v'tzarech la'alosan, v'tzakanamadav, you have to like lift them up, and there's some sort of danger over here. Like, if they get like dislocated, you can like put it back. Tanei Rishmol bar Yehuda, biyad, you can do with your hand to do this, avalo b'sam, you're not allowed to use medicine to do this. Right, because there is a way of doing it without medicine. That's just whole for Shabbat, since it can't be done with the hand. Tikatami, some say Bissam with the medicine of Labiyat. You can do it with medicine, but not with the hand. My timer, why would that be? Interesting, because Mizrif Zarif. Says Rashi, what does that mean, Mizrif Zarif? Is it Osa Chabura? It makes a wound, V'yishchil Shabbos Yoser. It's definitely making a wound when you're doing it with the hand. V'al Kshira Sam, Ein Shem, Sham Chil Daraisa. But if you put a, you know, some sort of medicine over there, there's no Chil of Midaraisa. Amar Rav, Zutra Bartuvia Amar Rav, Ayin Shemarda, an eye that has a rebellion. Rashi says Shirotze Lotzeis Ka'adam Amorid Riotze, that wants to like leave the socket, like a person who's, you know, trying to fight and get out. So it's bursting out. Mutar Lekochla B'Shabbos, you can go and put anointments on it, medication, whatever it is, on Shabbos. Chalila, this can be very intense. Savar Minei. We thought to say about this Hani Mili Hudishike Samanim Me'esmal, that this is only if you ground up all the, you know, the medicines before Shabbos. Aval Mishchak B'Shabbos, they suy derech Rishus Arabim, but to go out and to do it on Shabbos and to carry it through Rishus Arabim, right, in such a case, Rashi says, the Lav Sakonis Nefashos, El Sakonis Nevaron. It's not like Sakonis Nefashos, a person go blind, lo, then you say, no, you're not allowed to go ahead and do such a thing. Amar Le'a Humer Abanan, the Rabbanan said back to him, Rabbi Yaakov Shemezim, Rabbi Yaakov, the Didi Mirfa Shemimid, Rabbi Yehuda. It was explained to me, Rabbi Yehuda, straight up, that is incorrect. Afila Mishchak B'Shabbos, Asuri Derech Rishus Arab Mutter, you're not allowed to go ahead and grind it up and walk Derech Rishus Arab. Rashi says, Kedah Amar Le'kaman, Shirayni De'ene Beliba Talu, it's dependent, it's connected to the heart. Mor Ayin may. Right, this eye thing is going to be connected to the whole body. If you dashar lemichal eini b'Shabbos, he would let you go out and put some sort of anointment on the eye in Shabbos. Amar lehu Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, man sayis Yehuda machal Shabbos. Whoever will listen to Yehuda is being michal Shabbos. Which is a shmei devar of mekal b'michal Shabbos. L'sof chashbeinah, but the end of Shmuel, the one who said that statement, chashbeinah, he had a problem with his eye, his own eye that's happened to him. Shalach le shariho asir, he sent to review, does it mutter asir, you know, to go ahead and to do this, but to deal with this medication. Shalach le says back to him, l'kuli amashari, for everyone else it's mutter, l'didach asir, but for you, it's asir. Well, rashi shata asra virarita al devarai, because you came against me. V'chim didihu, you think it was my opinion that I said when I said it's mutter to do? Right? If it was my own thing, then maybe you can come against me. But I heard this from Mar Shmuel. Says Rashi, Midaiti Yisi Omer Davazesh Shemachis Al Yadi to Mar Shmuel Vahu Mimedi Kibalte. To Mar Shmuel, he says the Gemara. He Amsa once happened that there was an Amsa maidservant that was by Tavi Bey Mar Shmuel, the Kadacha. I became inflamed on Shabbos. She cried out, and there was no one there who paid attention to her. There's not, it's not a big deal. It's okay. It's fine. Paka Ene, the eye exploded. The next day, Nafik Mar Shmuel Vadar, so Shmuel went out and he said, Ayin Chemarda Mutter Lekochla B'Shabbos. This eye, that you have this issue, you're allowed to go ahead and put cream on it. My time out, what's the reason why you're allowed to do it? The Shuryane De'ene Be'ovanta Delibatuli. The eyesight is connected to the muscles of the heart. Kigon Mai, says the Gemara, what would be an example of, you know, such a sickness? Rashi says, Al Eza Cholia Ayin Michal and Shabbos, Michal Shabbos, where I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Kigon Rira. Like there's a lot of discharges coming out of it. Rashi says, no tefes eino, Rira. It's just like pouring out. Ditsa, or this feeling, Rashi says, Ne'itzav Tchiva, feels like the stabbing and pushing in the eye. Dama, There's blood coming from the eye, or dim'asa, or there's a lot of tears that are coming out. Vikidcha, or let's say it's all inflamed. Right? Says Rashi, chamimos, right? There's like a, like, kind of like a fever of it. Utchilas uchla, and these can be treated on Shabbos only at the beginning. Rashi says, betchilas uchla, in the beginning of the, when it happens. Afukei sof uchla, it's excluding at the end, right? After the medicine was already given, and maybe there's just pain, residual pain that you're not allowed to deal with. Right? It's just trying to strap over down, could dachas mata turning a little bit. Or like to make the eyesight better. Right? It's just shabal kochla kadei lahair. Myra say no. The law that is not allowed to be done in Shabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda zibura. Someone got stung by a hornet. Last time we saw that. Tezayin makos. I think that's where we saw that word last. The charze silva, or someone whose skin was pierced by a thorn, the simna, or someone has a simta, there's a blister, the chayvli ena, whose eye is hurting him, but asilave ista, and it's caused that there's a fever. Kulu be bani sakanta, bathing is life threatening for all of them, right? Because it warms up the body, it can make it even more dangerous. Chama lechama, radish will help a fever. Silka letzina, beets, if someone has chills. Chilufa sakanta, the reverse, if you do the opposite, it'll be dangerous. If you give a radish for chills, or if you give beets for a fever, right? Don't mess that up, right? Because radish chills the body, and beets heat up the body. Chamime l'akraba, hot compresses you put on a scorpion sting. So we chalil gets stung by a scorpion, and the ukriyur lizibura, cold to a hornet sting. V'chiluf is again, the flip will be dangerous. Chamime lesilva, hot water should be put. But if there's a thorn, someone got cut by a thorn, ukriyur and cold, beep beep, turn the page. To kafta someone off lechaspanisa for a scab. Says Rashi, Sidkin shebipnei adam, that's on the face. The chiluf is a ganda, the flip is going to be dangerous. Chala lesibure, vinegar should be taken after someone bloodlets. Umunina letanisa, and small fish after fasting. The chiluf is a ganda, and the flip of that is going to be dangerous. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.